Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs podcast. I'm Allie Carr.
And I'm Jenna Selmer. We run Basecamp, an online community of now more than 15,000 outdoor industry insiders who share jobs, industry contacts, and advice. We're so excited that we keep on growing.
It's insane, but we're thrilled. We've got all new jobs this week here on the podcast, and they're from a wide range of companies all over the country. So we're hoping something appeals to you.
You can also subscribe to the Basecamp newsletter. There's about 20 extra positions separate from these podcast listings every week.
And a whole lot more. You'll find events, freelance gigs in there, and then some career advice and some cool questions that are coming up in the community. So make sure you take a look.
We've got some great jobs this week. We're going to start with one from Sitka Gear. They need a senior product developer in Bozeman, Montana. And this person is, they've asked for 10 years of experience. So it's a very senior role, someone to support the design and manufacturing of specialty products from, you know, from the ideation stage all the way to commercialization. And what Sitka does is use advanced design and fabrics, and they create gear systems specifically for the hunting community. So it's a really, really interesting and intriguing role in Montana for anyone that is a hunting enthusiast.
Absolutely. And we actually flagged them in this last newsletter because they're also hiring a marketing manager. So it looks like they've got a few positions open right now. And it seems like a great company to work for in a really cool outdoor location. Next up, we have a job in Huntington Beach, California with Billabong. They are looking for a senior graphic artist for their men's collection. So somebody who can come in and, you know, contribute to the overall art direction of the brand and the printables. So that's a good job if you are into surfing, want to move to SoCal where I'm located. And yeah, if you're looking to get into the surf industry and you've got some graphic design chops, this is the gig for you.
The Nature Conservancy is also hiring, and we've talked about them on the pod before. They're an amazing organization. They tackle climate change. They help build healthy cities and open spaces for people to enjoy. They deal with water sustainability, protecting our lands and our waters. So for anyone involved or, you know, interested in environmental impact, this is going to be a great role for you. And in particular, it's going to be a creative director role. So that's super exciting. And they're going to be leading the creative and storytelling vision for this organization across all of the platforms for the global brand. So they're looking for someone with a lot of experience. You're going to be managing 10 or 12 individuals. Definitely not a position for somebody that hasn't been doing this work before. But if you've been in the industry, and specifically if you've been in a marketing role for many years, I would absolutely look into this one. And that's going to be in Arlington, Virginia.
Great. That sounds good. Yeah, Nature Conservancy is such a huge, huge company. You have the opportunity to make a big impact there. The next job is at Evo in Seattle, Washington. It's a design manager job. So another design position that we're talking about here. And they are looking for somebody with a lot of graphic design experience, at least 4 years. Who can work, you know, designing things like emails, website, content, marketing materials, ads for paid media and print media. So yeah, this is a great role. Evo is an e-commerce store, one of the very first that was in the kind of outdoor action lifestyle, action sports lifestyle categories. And so just a really cool, authentic business to work for.
Yeah, absolutely. They're actually a great business and they prioritize diverse hires. So wanted to mention that because it's a really important thing always, but especially right now, I know there's a lot of eyes on that. The Dirt actually has a entry-level remote position. So that's pretty exciting. And it's for a customer success specialist. And if you don't know what The Dirt does, they're actually an app that helps you find a great camping site. So they have reviews and photos, and you can go there whether you're camping with your RV or if you're a tent camper, whatever it is, you can learn what the sites are like from users before you, which is kind of a neat thing. And this customer success specialist is going to be working with campground partners to list their properties on the website. So you'll be educating, onboarding, and really just working with those campground partners. But it sounds like an awesome job.
Yeah, definitely. The last job, though, sounds the most awesome to me. So this is with the Trust for Public Land, and it's based in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Right?
Yes.
Not bad.
No, that would not be a bad place to spend, you know, I don't know how long you would be working on this project, I guess full-time indefinitely, but not a bad place to move to for a good gig, because I know they're hard to come by, actually, in Hawaii. But this is it's a people program manager with the Hawaii Parks Department. So Parks for the People Hawaii Program Manager is the actual title. And basically, the main focus of this position is to be working on a pilot project in downtown Honolulu. And if you've ever been to Honolulu, it's very, very different from the rest of Hawaii in that it is a city on the beach. I mean, skyscrapers, big hotels, you could be in Tokyo for all you know. It's very, very urban. And so to have the opportunity to create a park there would be an amazing, amazing opportunity. And then the other side of the job, which is about 20% of the job, is developing a statewide parks program. So get to spend some time in Hawaii developing outdoor spaces for people to use. I can't really think of a better position. If I was qualified, maybe I would apply.
No, that sounds amazing. And you know, public land is so revered in Hawaii. It would just be such a phenomenal place to do this work. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the job with the dirt that we alluded to earlier, we actually have Kevin Long, the CEO of the dirt, here to talk to us about what that company does, what the culture is like, and if you'd like to get a job with them, how you might get a leg up in your application. So Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us a little bit of an overview of what you do at the dirt?
Sure. I'm a co-founder and CEO of The Dirt. Easiest way to think about The Dirt, Yelp for camping. We have the most user-submitted pictures, videos, reviews, and tips of campgrounds than anybody on the internet. If you look at kind of the couple big bullet points of The Dirt, we have over 1 million user-submitted campgrounds, reviews, and tips. So if you want to actually see what a campground looks like and actually get that local insider scoop, there is no better place than The Dirt. We are a 24-person company based in Portland, Oregon. We have about over 1 million users come to The Dirt every single month. And if you go to the iOS or Google Play store and search for camping, we are the number one ranked app for camping.
I can tell you, as a journalist, I used to report the camping guide for Sunset Magazine for the Southwest. And I couldn't find the information on like, what's the best campsite in this particular campground without calling a ranger directly. So this is an amazing wealth of knowledge that people now have access to that they wouldn't have previously.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's kind of like if you think about like Facebook, except it's just an open environment where you can everyone can review all their campgrounds, can save their pictures and reviews so they can reference back to the future. But then also, you know, like you mentioned, Allie, you're heading off to another state, you're heading off to another area. Go look at the superstar reviewers in that state or area and see what they're saying and be able to get that perfect spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like crowdsourcing the information that you want without having to like go there first. Because I know if I've been to a campground, I'm good. I know it. I know where the best view is. But if I haven't been there, it's just like, you're lost. What do you do? Where do you go? How do you intelligently reserve a spot without knowing any information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and imagine trying to pick an Airbnb place and you can't see what it looks like and you can't see user reviews, right? That's what camping was like years ago before The Dirt. And, you know, my wife and I started The Dirt. Sarah actually started it before me. She went through the Telluride Venture Accelerator program. She was one of four companies picked out of hundreds that applied. Headed off to Telluride, Colorado, stayed there for 6 months and launched this, right? And the whole test was, would users submit pictures, videos, and reviews of campgrounds, right? Because it's hard to crowdsource data. Mm-hmm. And what Sarah did is she launched a contest. And if you go to thedirt.com, that's thedyrt.com, up in the top header, you see the contest section. And what she did is create a contest where users get points for submitting campground photos, videos, and reviews. You know, 2 points for a written review, 4 points for a photo, etc. Those points put you on leaderboards, and you move up and down those leaderboards and compete to win products from outdoor brands. So imagine every single state having a leaderboard, every single state having a brand partner. People compete to earn points and submit useful reviews. At the end of each month, we hand out thousands of dollars worth of outdoor gear. We clear the leaderboards and we start again. And we do that month after month after month. And that's how we've now are at a point where a new user is joining the dirt every 50 seconds. And we have over 1 million user submitted pictures, videos, reviews, and data points of campgrounds.
That's an incredibly smart way to get some user-generated content, I have to say. You've kind of mixed yourselves with Yelp and Strava, and you know, also the giveaway portion of it all is amazing.
Yes, thank you. It's been fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure also a challenge. It sounds like a ton of work.
It's been a wild ride, but you know, the hardest thing with startups 7 years ago, when it was just me and Sarah, you know, working out of our apartment, it was pretty hard. And it's a different world now, right? With over 1 million users coming to the dirt each month and having a 24-person team, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. So tell us about the team. Tell us about, are you all remote? Well, you're all remote right now, probably, but normally, are you all remote or do you have a headquarters? What is it like to work at the dirt?
Yeah, we, good question. We are all based out of Portland, Oregon. And when we worked out of an office in Portland, Oregon, we've been a big culture of working together. You know, as a shifting, super fast growing startup, it was just easier to be in contact all the time with everyone. I have to say, so we have been historically a work from the office team. What has happened though in the last two quarters, with everything hitting and everybody having to work from home, we had to get really organized and stay super efficient because we have some big new products coming out this year with the dirt. And surprisingly, we just hit our second most productive in a row quarter ever. First quarter and second quarter of this year working remote, to the point where the dirt has now shifted. We're always going to have an office when things get back to normal, whenever that might be. And you'll have the opportunity to go there as an employee. But we're also now opening it up to working full-time remote because it's just been working so well for us.
Bravo. I am so happy to hear that, actually. And so the position that you have listed now, I did see that it said Portland or remote. So thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your team in terms of when you are in the office together? What does that look like? Are you like, do you guys work just so hard all the time? Is there any fun levity? How does it look?
So it doesn't matter now if we're in the office or not. I feel like I'm actually getting more FaceTime with people. We're constantly doing
more Zoom
meetings.
Time.
Zoom time. Yeah, it's almost one of our employees stopped by the other day to say hi and had a new puppy, and it was really weird to see him not on a computer screen. but yeah, so our culture at the dirt, you know, we're in the outdoor industry. We're doing something really fun. Everybody that works at the dirt realizes, like, hey, there's a lot of jobs out there, and a lot of them aren't that fun, but working for the dirt is a pretty special thing. You know, it's not often that like the next Yelp or the next Facebook comes around, and we're at the point with, you know, already someone joining every 50 seconds and someone buying the Dirt Pro app every 5 minutes. We're moving pretty fast. And so that's a really fun benefit. I'd say the other thing is kind of how our culture is shaped at the dirt. Everybody works hard. Everybody's a contributor. We don't have, you know, we only have 24 positions. And every position is making its mark and being tracked back of how it's hitting our annual goals. We don't have any drone type of same thing everyday position. So it's definitely a fun and a lively environment at the dirt, focused around driven, tracked results.
There's this buzzword of work-life balance, and everybody asks about that and everybody wants it. Can you tell us what that looks like with your team?
Yeah. When I started out, you know, we were doing the 70-hour work weeks, week after week. Me and Sarah worked 7 days a week for years, and I physically cannot do that anymore.
Same.
And, you know, there's just like a reality that you can't. And what's happened is we actually don't have to. Everybody comes and works really solid work weeks at the dirt. And I know a lot of startups love to chuck around these, like, we do 70-hour work weeks. In reality, one, it's super hard to actually do that week after week. And two, it's hard to keep your productivity up. So how we look at it at the dirt is we're not so concerned about the time as we're concerned about the results. And when we're shipping product, tech product, updates to our tech mobile app at the dirt on time, we're happy. When we're hitting our revenue targets or ahead of revenue, we're happy. So I'd say the dirt is a work environment that is predominantly Monday through Friday. Some staff start at 6 a.m. and, you know, hop off later. Some staff start at 10 and work till late. But we have a pretty good work-life balance at the dirt.
So one of my questions is, you said your productivity has gone up as your team has become all remote. I'm just curious if you have any inklings as to why. Is there anything that you've done from a leadership standpoint to encourage engagement and productivity? Is it just a side effect of people, you know, not having to commute? And I'm just curious what your opinion is about why your productivity has gone up.
I'd say the productivity has gone up two different reasons. One is we've just hit the evolution of, like, it takes years to put together the right team. And we've had people kind of come and go, ebb and flow, and figuring out our hires and what works and what doesn't work. We're now at a point at the dirt with our 24 staff of, it's just one of those dream teams where I have so much fun working with every single person, and everybody is getting along, and everyone is just really contributing to all of our goals. So finding that right mix was big. And then the other thing is we've been putting a lot of work towards our KPIs, our key performance indicators, and figuring out our product management and how we actually set realistic goals and then have the expectation that we're going to hit them. And we just were able to really fine-tune that. Once it's fine-tuned and you're actually hitting your product goals and you're hitting your revenue goals and you're hitting your marketing goals, it doesn't matter where you're working from. And quite frankly, I think a portion of it is people are just, they're even putting a little bit more time in because they're at home, there's less commute, and there's less stress around that.
What values would you say that you guys are rooted in too? That's something really important, especially these days, that people are looking for a good fit and a good match. What sort of values was the dirt started with, and maybe what ones have you evolved towards?
You know, I'd say it started with entrepreneurial, and that's definitely a huge part of our DNA. Everybody is a part of, you know, we set annual goals for the year, and we're very transparent about our goals and our revenue numbers with our internal staff. And then people in departments work towards how do we accomplish those goals. The other thing I'd say, which has been really fun for us over this last year, you know, is we doubled our staff size, and we're heading towards doubling our staff size again over this next 12 months. And so growth has become a really interesting piece of this. You know, when you kind of start it up as a startup, it's just like, get it done. Oh my gosh, whatever it takes as an entrepreneur. And now we're at a position where we can actually think about our individual staff's personal development goals. And there's so many different things that people can tackle at the dirt. And we can shape jobs around that. And we've gotten better and better over time at when we find somebody good, let's shape the job around their interests for the most part. And it's been a really great way for us to be able to give our own employees personal development that they wouldn't have been able to get somewhere else.
Oh, cool. So you actually meant individual employee growth, not just organizational growth.
Yeah, exactly. And fitting that growth around, like, hey, we know we want to tackle these three areas. Like, let's take an example in a marketing department. We know we want to tackle these three areas, right? We're probably going to hire for one of them, and we can probably figure out two internally. Let's go ask this employee which of those two out of those three would they want to grow into. And let's start to put mentorship around this, and let's support this employee to bring and learn this new skill. And then we can hire for that third one. And that's been a great way for us to be able to naturally create professional personal development for all of our employees of the dirt.
I love that.
That's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about you and your wife's backgrounds? Do you come from the outdoor industry or do you come from more of an entrepreneurial, I guess those two things can be combined, but, you know, more of a tech background? What did you know about business before moving into this business?
So Sarah's traveled the world, done a lot of work in the study abroad world, and been involved in some pretty interesting groundbreaking conferences early on, and really good at people. On my side of thing, I've been an entrepreneur since 18. I started my first business, paid my way through college on it, ran a number of businesses, some successes, some failures, and you know, I never really had a real job unless it was one of the companies I worked for got acquired and I was doing an earnout. So the dirt for us and both Sarah and I, you know, Tuesday night, who's looking for the campground? 10 years ago, it was terrible to look for a campground online. And we would switch off and fight about who has to try to find a campground for this upcoming Friday. And because the biggest problem is you couldn't see what you're getting. Limited pictures, videos, and reviews was the hardest thing. You could find janky government site databases and find where the campgrounds were, but we wanted to see what we're getting. We wanted to make that weekend count. And then finally one day we said, let's stop fighting about this and let's solve this problem. And the dirt was founded.
I love that you founded a company, because my husband and I have the exact same problem, but I just complained about it. I didn't found a company to actually solve it. So I love that. Two types of people.
Yeah.
Any favorite memories you can tell us working with this team?
Man, any favorite memories? Wow. I'd say one of the most interesting, I mean, there's so many, right? All the way back from the site goes live and the first person ever submits a review on the dirt and submits pictures and videos and written review. And we've never met this person. It wasn't my friend who I'm guilting in to come and review on the dirt. You know, a million reviews later, we're like used to that. I'd say one of the more recent, really fun things for us has been, you know, we spent, our look at the dirt is very different. We did not create a directory of campgrounds and start to do bookings. What we did is we said, let's ignore revenue for the first 5 years. Let's just focus on building the biggest and best community with the most user-submitted pictures, videos, and reviews. That's the hardest thing to do. Building community is super hard, and big companies can't just come and throw money at it. It takes a lot of ingenuity and skill to make that happen. So we did that. And in 2020, a few months ago, we launched the Dirt Pro. So this is our pro membership where users can buy it for $35.99 a year, and they get additional benefits of features and discounts. On the feature side, they get the ability to have offline campgrounds and offline maps. So, you know, you're heading out to the mountain, you know, you're going to stay at one of five campgrounds, no cell service, no problem. The dirt's got you covered. And then on the other side, there are discounts where you get discounts to hundreds of campgrounds and discounts to dozens of outdoor product companies. So we launched the Dirt Pro, and that was, you know, it was a tough thing, right? We were selling, like, in Q1 of this year, we were selling maybe 10 Dirt Pros a day, just kind of learning, like, how do we scale up this revenue? And it has been insane over these last 60 days. We're now selling a new Dirt Pro membership every 5 minutes. And our sales have just exploded. We've hit, like, a 2,000% growth. Our traffic has just completely exploded. And I think we're sort of hitting at the dirt a crossroads of two things. One, people are looking for a fun social distancing activity. And so camping is like way up on that list. And so camping in general is seeing a huge explosion. And that's converging with the fact of we're launching off of this foundation that we just spent, you know, the last 7 years building and a really nice product called the Dirt Pro.
You guys are hiring right now.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about that job? We actually just put it on the podcast for this week, so I explained it a little bit, but you can probably do a better job.
Yeah, and are you looking at the on the customer service side or the marketing side, or should I just talk about jobs in general, or what's easiest?
Ooh, do you have more than one available?
So we have two available now. We just posted another one, and I got to make sure, I'm not sure if it's all done posted yet. We just finished up yesterday, and then we're putting a slew of them out next week as well.
Ooh, we love an exclusive. Yeah, if you can, as much as you can tell us, please do.
Okay. So there's a job right now for on the client services side, and what we do at the Dirt is we have what's called, what I mentioned, the Dirt Pro, where users pay $35.99 a year to have it, and they get discounts on hundreds of campgrounds. That means we have hundreds of private campgrounds who are in this network, and this discount network. And so what this job does is helps on that side of it to continue to grow this network of campgrounds that want to be in this discount program for our pro members. And then also servicing these campgrounds, helping them get more visibility, helping them get more bookings, helping them improve their profiles. And then on the other side of it is, you know, we get about a 1,000 to 2,000, you know, tickets every couple days of users asking questions. How do I do this? How do I get this? What can I do for here? And we put a pretty high commitment to customer support at the Dirt. And that's a big piece of this role, is helping our communities stay happy and answer their questions.
Super cool. Okay. And so you have a bunch of new jobs coming out next week too.
Yep.
That people should go to your website, and also we'll try to get them on the Basecamp group as well, but absolutely, to look out for those.
Yep. Absolutely. Awesome. We'll get them all on there. The one that is too hot off the press is a pay-per-click consultant. Essentially someone that's going to drive user growth. We actually posted it with PPC consultant, pay-per-click consultant, and got resumes that were completely unrelated, just rando consultants. Mm-hmm. So we're going to rename that along the lines of user acquisition consultant, but it's essentially someone that's good at ad sets, running ad channel, user acquisition through Facebook, Google Ads, Pinterest, YouTube, etc.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's cool. Probably someone that's good at advertising on the digital side. Another position we have out is a full-time designer position. If you are a designer and you love the outdoor industry, this is a dream job. You know, a lot of designers get stuck at some type of company creating some widget for some for-profit company that is uninteresting. Imagine being at the forefront of the fastest growing camping app and camping website and being able to think about the design, the user interaction, and build a product that's literally going to be in the hands of your friends and your family. So that full-time position is going up. We already have multiple designers on the team, so you'd be joining an existing team of experts. But we put a lot, and you'll see this when you use the Dirt, if you download the Dirt or you go to thedirt.com, that's thedyrt.com, you'll see that we put a lot of emphasis on user interaction and user design. So it's a really big focus for the Dirt. We put a lot of resources there.
That sounds amazing. You've sold that one for sure.
Just a quick sneak peek. Some more jobs are going to start to come out next week. We're hiring for back-end developers. We are hiring for front-end developers. We are hiring for on the DevOps side and data management developers. So that whole tech side as well, we're going to be doubling down on.
Fabulous. That sounds great. So one question I just want to throw in there, because this is a hot topic right now, especially in Basecamp. You know, there's a lot of conversation going on about, what's happening with racial justice, especially in the outdoor industry, and needing to bring more people of color into the industry. You guys have quite an opportunity to have an impact on, you know, making camping spaces feel safe for people of color. Obviously, growing that kind of ethos from inside the company is the best way to do it. I'm just curious, are you taking any steps towards diversity, building diversity on the team? And I understand Portland, Oregon is a challenging place to do that. I work for a company based out of Portland, but I just would love to hear your take.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. And it's, and for us, it's that's a piece of it. And the other piece of it is, what are we doing as the Dirt as a platform and a community to help drive change? So one thing that really came out, we got together as a senior management and really talked about this. And one thing we didn't want to do is we saw a lot of organizations in the outdoor industry in particular doing really simple little Facebook shares of certain groups, you know, and we just thought that that is not a way, that is not the path that we wanted to take to create meaningful, long-lasting impact and change. Mm-hmm. And so we formed an internal impact committee. We hired Context Partners, a consultancy that does community development, and really try to lay out a framework of how do we go beyond just like, hey, look, at we've shared this group on our Instagram, Facebook page. And then we go back to our, what are we doing with our community? What are we doing, you know, with our staff? And what we've done is we've laid out a plan of right now, what we're doing is spending some time to listen and learn. And we're doing that in a two-step process. One is with our own community and staff of like having those conversations with our staff. And then also having those conversations of who are people of color on thedirt.com, right? And let's actually talk to our users who have experienced camping and can give us a perspective. So that's one step we're doing first of just listening and learning. And then what we want to do as a next step of listening, learning is we're going to partner with 2 to 3 outdoor organizations, people of color, black people in the outdoor industry who can help guide us through how do we help drive change. And what we don't want to do is, hey, we're going to go throw a sponsorship out and turn around and just go back to business as usual. We want to actually learn from this and how do we make this a permanent, long-lasting relationship. So we're being really diligent about that before we just start contacting these organizations because we want to be really specific of when we reach out to make this relationship, we want it to be a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the that's one of the next steps we're doing on listening. And then we want to follow, right? So on the next step after that is taking the information we learned, taking the experts who are helping us learn how to create permanent change, and then following their lead. And that may be with information, that may be with sponsorship. There's lots of different ways that could be. But what we're not going to do is, one, we're not just going to send out a Facebook share and call it a day. And two, we're not just going to throw money at the problem, which we don't think is a beneficial way to create long-lasting change. So that's kind of the process that we're doing at The Dirt. And from that, we are also hoping to have that internal, what does that mean for us with our hiring? What does that mean for us with our own internal development? So it's not just an external thing. It's also at the core of The Dirt. So that's the process that we're tackling right now. And it's, so far, it's been a really interesting experience.
Thank you for sharing. I know that a lot of other companies are asking, you know, how can they make change? What can we do? So hearing what different companies are doing, I think, can help have an impact on our industry in a, at a community level. So thank you.
Yeah.
Good answer. Just before we go, I'd love to know if somebody did want to apply for any of the jobs that you've mentioned and will be listed shortly, is there any way that they can get a leg up? Is there something that you folks would like to see in your application process? Should they be reaching out ahead of time? Should they be adding things to their application, maybe like photos, things like that?
You know, the biggest thing is your cover letter. And it's just amazing to me how many people send over a cut and paste cover letter and they never make it through the first stage of The Dirt. So like just an example, the designer position that we posted, I think it went up yesterday, a couple days ago. We already have hundreds of applicants for it, right? So imagine you're the HR person, and before you even get to the interviewer, you got to get through the screener, right? And what is the screener who probably isn't a professional at actually your skill set, but they understand what the bullet points are, they understand what they're looking for, and the thing that tips the scale is that cover letter. So my advice would be, and especially applying for all jobs, like, think about that cover letter is, what is this cover letter that's going to match up your skills to this actual job and is going to get you past the next step? You know, the cover letter is not so much for like getting you the job. It's just getting you not cut from the very first step of that process when you're in a pile of hundreds of applicants.
Absolutely. 100% agree. To follow up on that question, if you have two candidates and they have very equal skill set, what might make one stand out?
If I know I can count on that person to do whatever it takes.
Got it. So that might be a good thing to put in the cover letter.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, and the thing is I don't expect people to sit and crank out 70-hour work weeks, right? But like things ebb and flow at the Dirt. This time of year, people are putting in long hours and it's beautiful out, right? It's sunny out. It's summertime. This is a very busy time at the Dirt, you know, and we expect people to do whatever it takes to hit the deadlines. And people do that. Everybody does that. And then what we do is in November, December, great time to go on vacation, great time to take extended weekends, you know, take a little breath and reality and recharge for the year. But knowing that in the interview is really important. Of we're not looking for someone that, what's the job description? What's my minimum requirement? I can do that week after week after week. We're looking for someone that is coming in, wants to do that job, and then has three more ideas of things that we haven't thought about that they could bring to the table. And that's kind of the essence of the entire Dirt team.
Cool. That makes a lot of sense. Kevin, anything that you'd like to add that we didn't prompt with a question?
I'm going to get a bunch of job postings over to you.
Please do. Yep.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the time and just be thinking about it, of the outdoor industry. When you think about it, think about what is that culture internal, right? And don't think about how you view that brand from the outside. That's, I think, an important thing for candidates to interview their company as well when they're getting interviewed. Because I'd say some companies in the outdoor industry, like the Dirt, super entrepreneurial. Like, we are super cutting edge, stupid word to use, but we are. And it's a really fun environment. What we're doing is super exciting. There's also companies in the outdoor industry that they're doing the exact same thing that they've been doing for the last 50 years, and they're grinding out these widgets. And you couldn't pay me enough to work in those office environments. So my advice to the candidates is, get to know the company you're applying for and make sure you have a big fit, because you spend a lot of hours of your life with that company, and you want it to count.
Yeah. Perfect advice. Kevin, thank you so much. That was illuminating and super excited to hear that you guys are ramping up hiring so much and that you have a plan for really making the Dirt super inclusive and keeping it really fun.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the extra promotion and helping us fill those spots as the Dirt team ramps up.
Yeah. Great to hear you guys are growing so much.
Awesome. Well, let's get out there. Let's get camping and download the Dirt today.
Love it.
Thanks. Well, thanks for listening. And we will talk to you next week with some new jobs and opportunities. And join in the Basecamp Facebook group and join in the conversation. There's always opportunities flowing through there. The community is extremely active, asking incredible questions and offering really generous advice. So please partake in the conversation there, join the newsletter, and join us here on the podcast next week for more outdoor industry opportunities.